Likutei Moran, Chelek Aleph, Torah Resh Pei Beis. This Torah is entitled Azamra Lilukai Bioidi. It's called the Torah Azamra, and it's very famous in Breslov in that of all the approximately 400 shiurim that we have in Likutei Moran, besides the Sipurei Maaseis, besides the Sichos Haran, which also has hundreds of statements and discussions by Rabbeinu Zal, the only one of all of his teachings, which Rabbeinu Zal said he wants his students to carry this with them at all times, is this chapter of Likutei Moran, Torah Resh Pei Beis. So it's unique in its incredible importance, both to an individual and to Klal Yisrael. We'll begin the Torah, and along the way we'll give background information and other relevant things. Rabbeinu Zal begins, Da, you should know, Ki tzorich lodun es kol odom lekav zchus, that a person has to judge everyone favorably. Vafilu mishehu rosho gomor, even a person who is perceived as being a complete rosha, wicked in every way, both in their relationship with Hashem, in their relationship with fellow men. Tzorich lechapes velimtzoy boy, eze ma'at toiv. We have to search and be able to find in that person something good, sheba'oisoy hama'at einoy rosha, whereby in that good aspect of the person, he is not a rosha, he's not evil. Vaydeze shemoitze boy ma'at toiv. And by us succeeding in being able to identify a little bit of good in that person, v'donoisoy lekav zchus, and as a result of that, we try to look at that person in a positive light, in a favorable way. We try to focus on their good. By doing this, in reality, we actually elevate the person to the scale of merit, zchus, in the eyes of Hashem, in the eyes of the heavenly court, v'yuchal lahashivoy b'tshuva. And this can actually help make it possible to help that person do tshuva, repent to Hashem, and mend all their ways. So Rabbeinu Zal is telling us that this is a step one in addressing the fact that all of us are surrounded by people, or not necessarily surrounded by people, but we're aware of people who at first glance we would say that person is no good, bad. And Rabbeinu Zal tells us that an observant Jew must be able to look through different eyes, to be able to look at every single person, even a person who at first glance and at second glance and at third glance, we would find it easy to write that person off, to say that person's no good. Rabbeinu Zal says we're required to look and find good in that person and be able to focus on that and be able, therefore, to try to put the whole person in a favorable light, thereby giving us the ability to, number one, change that person's status in heaven, to put that person in a positive light in the eyes of Hashem, and to be able to help that person actually repent and mend their ways on earth. We know that the Sforim tell us that one of the worst sins that a Jew could possibly commit is Lashon Hara. When a Jew speaks against another person, even if it's truth, Lashon Hara refers specifically to something true. If A tells B, did you hear what C said or did or is going to do something bad? That's called Lashon Hara, which in the Torah is compared to murder, idol worship, adultery combined. The Meforshim, the commentaries tell us that one of the things that's so terrible about Lashon Hara is that we know that Hashem has a prosecuting angel. There's a Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, which the Gemara tells us this angel wears multiple hats. He's the one who convinces a Jew to commit a sin, and he's the one who actually goes up in front of the heavenly court to testify against the Jew. Hashem, you know what this person did? You know what they said? And then that angel is actually given the mission to punish the person, chas v'shalom, for what they did wrong. The Meforshim point out that so long as it's only the angel testifying against the person, it's one witness, which the Torah tells us doesn't necessarily stand up in a Jewish court of law. But if an additional Jew tells over what that person did, their words, their testimony can be attached to the words of the prosecuting angel, and out becomes two witnesses, two people testifying against that Jew who did something wrong, which makes it much more substantial, chas v'shalom. So that's Lashon Hara. Rabbeinu Zalhir is telling us about the exact opposite, about the ability of a Jew, by looking at another person who has bad elements in them, in their character, in their, what they're doing, by us being able to look at that person and focus on their good, we have the ability to change that person's status in heaven and on earth, and we have the ability to be able to help that person do tshuva. And it's this teaching that has helped Rabbeinu Zal's students from his time, from over 200 years ago when Rabbeinu Zal lived till today, to be able to assist hundreds and thousands of people in coming close to Hashem. Now Rabbeinu Zal continues, V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what the Pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 37, V'oid ma'at, v'ein rasha, just a little bit, and the person is no longer a rasha. V'hizboinanto al mekoimoi, you'll reflect on the place where that person was, v'einenu, and they're no longer there. Hainu shehaposik mazhir lotunes hakoy lekavzchus. Rabbeinu Zal says, this pasuk is telling us, is warning us, you're a Jew, you have a responsibility to judge the person favorably, to look for good in the person. V'afal pi sha'toroye shehu rosho gomur, even if, when you're looking at the person, you see hundreds or thousands of things wrong with them and bad about them, afal pi kein, still, tzorichato lechapes ulevakesh limtzei boi ma'atoiv, you must search for and seek out and find a little bit of good in that person. Sheshom einoi rosho, whereby regarding that element of good, he's not a rasha. Regarding that specific item, that was a good deed, or that's a good aspect of the person's character or personality. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk means when it says v'oid ma'at v'ein rasha. Shetzorich ato levakesh boy oid ma'at toiv sheyesh boy adayim. You have a responsibility to look for, to search for that little bit of good in the person that they still have, that they haven't destroyed. Because we know, Rav Nosson Zal tells us, that Hashem is good. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Toiv Hashem Lakoel. Hashem is good. If Hashem is good, everything that Hashem created, which comes from Hashem, is also good. And even if a creation of Hashem has succeeded in soiling themselves, in covering themselves with layers and layers of mud and filth and excrement and all kinds of terrible things, underneath all of that, there usually still is some of that good, some of that original good that Hashem created the person with. And if you look carefully with trained eyes, you'll be able to discover that good, where that good is still toiv. It's not rasha. Ki afal pi shehu rasha. Because even if, on a general level, most people would easily label that person as a rasha, as wicked, how is it possible that there isn't a little bit of good in that person? We know the Gemara tells us, the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Kifelach horimoin rakosech. And the Gemara expounds on this pasuk. The Gemara says that the word rakosech refers to rake, the empty ones. The Gemara says, Afilu reikonin shem, even those among you who are empty of good, the ones who are most empty of good, kifelach horimoin, have many, many good things about them, like the pits in a pomegranate. This is the wording in the Gemara. That rakosech, those people who at first glance you would say, this person is a nothing, a nobody, there's nothing good. The Gemara says, that nothing, look again and hear what Hashem is saying about the person. Hashem is saying, kifelach horimoin rakosech, that in the Jewish nation, the emptiest ones, the ones who have done the least good things, are packed with mitzvahs and good deeds, like a pomegranate is packed with pits. Because the Gemara tells us Hashem has designed the Torah in such a way, the Torah and the world and human beings, that it's impossible just about not to bump into mitzvahs, not to be doing mitzvahs even if you're not trying, even if you don't know it's a mitzvah. It's almost impossible for people not to be fulfilling mitzvahs. Back in Likutei Moharan, ki eichef shesheloyosa eize mitzvah idover toiv miyomov. How is it possible that the person did not fulfill a mitzvah or some good deed throughout their life? And by you searching and finding that little bit of good, sheshom einoy rosha, whereby regarding that specific aspect of the person, he's not a rosha, and thereby you swing him to the side of merit, good, by doing this, you will actually succeed in elevating that person in the heavenly court from a status of guilty to a status of innocent and merit. And this attitude will actually move the person to repent, to return to Hashem. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk means when it says v'oid ma'at v'ein rasha, a little bit of good, and he is not rasha. Al yidei shemoitze b'horosho oid ma'at toiv, by us being able to discover in this person who everybody would logically have declared rasha, by us being able to find that little bit of good shesham einoy rasha, where regarding this particular item, this particular day of his life, or this particular action that he took or didn't take, regarding that action, he's not a rasha. Al yidei zeh, through this, v'hizboinanto al mekoymoy v'einenu. Hainu kishetizboinen, when you will analyze, v'tistakel al mekoymoy umadregosoy, and you will look carefully at the level and the place where this person was at, ve'einenu sham al mekoymo harishon, you will discover that they're no longer there. They're not in that place anymore. Kalidei shemoitzen boy oid ma'at toiv, because by us succeeding in finding that little bit of good, eize nekuda toiva, some tiny drop of good, v'donen oisoy lekav schus, and using that little bit of good to talk about that person in a favorable way, in a positive way, through this we actually change that person's status in heaven. We change his records from guilt to innocent and merit. This is what the pasuk means when it says v'hizboinanto al mekoymoy. You're going to look, you're going to reflect on the place where that person was, ve'inenu, and they're no longer there. V'hovein, understand this very well, because this is serious. This is very important. Before we begin paragraph Beis, let's do a little kindergarten mathematics. Mathematics for children 3 years and older. A person has done 680,000 bad things in their life, and we, together with most people, have labeled them Russia. Now Rabbeinu Zal's telling us, look at this Russia who has accumulated this record. He's got a book written about him, 680,000 pages, describing the 680,000 things he did wrong in his life. And we look at him and we say, oops, we missed something. We missed one. And then we look at it and we say, ooh, I thought it was going to be another one on the bad side. Look at this. This is the exception. He actually did one good thing in his life. And Rabbeinu Zal is saying, and as a result of that, now we change our whole attitude towards this person. We're looking at him as a, what are we, nuts? Is this Purim? Are we drunk? Who? What's going on here? How in the world are we accepting this kind of ratio? The answer is that this is a Gemara. The Gemara quotes a pasuk. It speaks about the heavenly court judging a person. And it says that a person who comes before the heavenly court and they bring up his records and they see hundreds and hundreds of thousands of bad things that this person has done, and every one of those terrible things that person did created an angel, an evil angel, a destructive angel, Malach Echabola. So the Pasuk says, Im yesh olav melitz, malach echod mini elef, if the person has a defender, a defending attorney, one out of 1,000, one against 1,000, pidaehu miredes shachas, that person will be redeemed from going downstairs. That person will not be sent downstairs to the hot place or the freezing place. They'll be sent upstairs to paradise. That's one opinion in the Gemara. There's another opinion in the Gemara that says, no. Take it a step further. If in that one good deed that the person did, there were 999 things wrong with it. The one mitzvah that he did, he put on tefillin, and if you check your laws of tefillin, he broke 999 laws in how to put on tefillin. Did everything you could possibly do wrong. So now it's one out of 999 against 999 evil. One 999th of good against 999 prosecuting angels. The Gemara says, he goes upstairs. Pedo'eil mirede shachas. That will be enough to redeem him from going downstairs. This is the Gemara. We know Rabbeinu Zal often quotes the quotation, Ma'at min ha'or doiche harbe choshech. A little bit of light can dispel a lot of darkness. What's the ratio? You have a room, a large room filled with darkness. A large room that's totally dark. You light a match. The flame is a half an inch, a third of an inch. And suddenly, you can see. You can see your way. It's not bright light, but it is no longer dark. That little bit of light is able to dispel thousands of times as much darkness. This is the attitude of Hashem. This is the attitude of Tzadikim. This is the attitude of the Torah. And this is the attitude that Rabbeinu Zal, in this chapter, is trying to teach Klal Yisrael. That this is how Hashem looks at people. This is the Torah way of looking at people. This is the way of repairing the entire world. If this attitude will be studied and understood and accepted and will follow this path, we'll be able to bring 1, 2, 3, 100,000, million people to tshuva.